As he climbed the ladder to the roof, Jesse could not get Mary Glenn's smile out of his head. When it came to women, Jesse didn't have a type, per se, but bohemian wasn't usually a sensibility that got his attention. Mary Glenn had changed that. Up on the roof, Jesse walked to the back ledge and looked down where the rear wall of the building ran perpendicular to the rear wall of a building on Connecticut Street and intersected the sidewalk on Bridge Street to form that triangle where the trash cans were kept. He knelt down, checked the tarred wall of the ledge, and found the type of damage, two angular scars dug so deep into tar they had chipped the brick underneath, he had hoped to find. He stood and walked in a straight line to the ledge on the Newton Alley side of the building. Even as he walked, he saw the same type of pits dug into the tar. Jesse stood at the ledge and, looking down, saw that he was standing almost directly above the spot where John Vanderkamp had been killed, the freshly cleaned area on the pavement below marking the spot. As he climbed back down the ladder and then the stairs to the street, Jesse thought he might now be able to explain how Alicia's claim of being fired upon first could be true, although no weapon was found on or near Vanderkamp's body. But explaining it wouldn't be good enough. He would have to prove it, and that wasn't going to be easy.